Open Sesame.
Open Sesame.
Open Sesame.
Open Sesame.
Now how about we start again? We're going to do exactly what I'm doing.
All right. How do we do that? Where do we start?
We start with excitement.
And now the search for the right psychiatrist begins.
Mix Mornings with John and Justin.
Start now.
On Mix 105.1.
It's Friday!
Good morning to you, John. Whoa, there we go.
Microphone man over there.
Goodness.
It blew my eardrum out.
Listen, every day I come in. And every day they have my microphone set to something. I don't know if they come in here and they do like a animator workshops during the day.
Must.
Where they need to change the sound of the microphone.
Right.
But they must do something because each day when I walk in, it is a mystery on how it's going to sound.
Yeah. But it's you came in hot there today, yeah. Though.
Guns a-blazing.
Yeah, no joke.
Listen.
And maybe you shouldn't shout. If you don't know how loud your microphone's going to be, don't shout first thing in the morning.
It's kind of a Friday thing,
I'm known for a few things here. One, mediocre success. And number two, yelling on Fridays. Those are the two
things.
And
hump day.
And hump day. That's all I got.
Yeah, you do that still.
You take those three things away from me. Who am I as a person?
Right, that's you. Yeah. Like, who's John? Those are the three things I say.
Right, exactly. it is Friday. In fact, we're going to hook you up with those movie passes to our advanced screening of Christopher Robin here in a second. But want to kick it off by talking to you. Text us, 61544. What are you doing this weekend? What are your plans? Are you excited? Are you upset about something? Like this text says, good morning, guys. I just got called into work, so now it's a one-day weekend for me. But on the bright side, I get to see Niall Horan in 3 days. Woohoo!
There's a lot of concerts right now.
There are so many concerts.
Yeah.
There's a lot just this weekend alone.
I'm really excited for Niall Horan. I love Niall Horan.
Are you going to that?
I'm sure I will. I'll track down some tickets.
Yeah, because that seems like a great show.
Yeah, it looks fun.
Yeah.
Are you going to go to Shania Twain?
I would if I had tickets to Shania Twain.
I was going
to
say, I wouldn't shock me if you said, yeah, totally, I'll go
Shania
to that.
Twain.
Shania's at the Vivint Smart Home Arena tomorrow.
You know which one I want to see?
Who?
Offspring 311.
I would go with
That's Saturday night.
I would go with you to that.
Right? Wouldn't that be good?
You know what I was shocked about since we're talking concerts? Then we'll get back to the show. I had so many people reach out to me asking me if I knew of how they could get Five Finger Death Punch tickets. And I'm like, what about me?
Right.
And what about any? I do two things. I do the morning show here, and I also work with the country station here. Nothing says Five Finger Death Punch
that. Nah.
And I had, no joke, 7 people, because I was just telling this to Jen, reach out to me asking me for Five Finger Death Punch tickets. And I'm like,
who are all these closeted Five Finger Death Punch fans?
I don't even know any of their music.
I have no clue.
Right.
I'm just aware of the name because it's so out there.
I was shocked, too, on the news feed on Facebook and things like that, of how many people went to the show.
So you saw the same thing?
I did. And, for example, Alicia that was just here from The Road Home.
Yes.
She was like, oh, I'm pumped for Five Finger Death Punch. I'm like, really? You?
Right. That's what I'm saying.
Who would
have known? It must just have skipped my generation entirely because I have not heard a word about this band.
Really?
Nothing.
Oh, yeah. I don't know what happened, but...
They were here with another big band.
It was two bands.
Yeah. It was just definitely a rock show to where you have to be into that.
Text says, we have plans to go see The Offspring tonight at USANA. It's going to be amazing.
Oh, is it tonight? I thought it was tomorrow.
Because Offspring can put on a sweet show.
Mm-hmm.
Jealous.
Pretty fly for a white guy.
I might put some Offspring on while we play some commercials today, guys, just to let you know.
Let's get all pumped.
Let's go around the room. What's up, Justin?
Hey, you know what? Coming off of a fun day yesterday.
Yeah.
I didn't think I was going to enjoy it out there as much as I did. You know what was so nice? Being outside in the morning like this.
It was a beautiful morning yesterday.
Gorgeous.
We're going to kind of recap our Camp Williams experience here in about 15 minutes, so you're going to want to listen to all that we did off air.
Yeah, everybody used the opportunity for Soldier for a Day to have awesome Instagram photos.
We did it for the gram.
Right.
I only do anything. Anything I do for Instagram. Right. Why do you think I still work here? It's not for the fame and the money.
Because
certainly
you...
neither of those things are happening.
No. You get opportunities for awesome pictures.
Because I get good Instagram photos.
Gotcha.
Do it for the gram. Jackson, plans for the weekend?
No plans for the weekend. Okay. I'm going to probably sleep. This has been 1 week, hasn't it?
That's true.
I think the holiday on the Tuesday threw me off in a bad way. Like, I thought it would be great to have that break, but it wasn't. I don't know why.
Yeah, you're right. Especially
like
on a Tuesday.
Over. Yeah. Here you go. Here's a Five Finger Death Punch. Oh, man. Five Finger Death Punch is great. Seen them in concert. They're flipping awesome. See, this is what I'm saying.
Mm-hmm.
They have a following.
that I know nothing about.
Right, I know.
There's a secret. There's like a secret society living among me that I have never heard anything about.
This text. We are going to Crystal Hot Springs tomorrow.
Oh, that sounds awesome.
Be good. Although I never think about that in August or July.
I've never been up there.
Oh, really?
No, have you?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You like lava hot springs?
I like them. They're kind of fun.
Lava's great.
Lava's good. Glen Ivy in Colorado has a good one.
All right.
You got one right in Ogden.
Oh, there is?
Not anymore.
Oh, is that done?
Are you talking about the one that was just off of the highway?
Yeah.
Down, like, the Ogden Canyon?
Yeah.
You are not allowed to go down there anymore.
It was It was actually a place that you had pay to go in.
Oh. No, I don't know what you're talking about. Yeah. Are you talking about Crystal Hot Springs in Brigham City?
Is that Crystal?
You know when you're asking the wrong guy.
Oh.
Crystal Hot Springs is up near Brigham City, and you actually pay to go into those. But I'm talking about some janky ones that are by the side of a river.
I go on the ones you pay for, so that way I can sue someone if I die.
No, you want janky, huh?
Listen, I will brave staph infection if it means saving like $7.
Well, right, you can sit in there, eat like your happy meal, and
ain't no problem.
Enjoy the whole thing.
We wasted so much time talking Five Finger Death Punch. We got to get going today. Okay. Justin, let's do the show, Bizbee.
Demi Lovato still in the hospital. Sources say that she's headed to rehab now when she gets out. I know yesterday that they didn't think that that was going to happen.
They didn't think she was going to rehab?
Yeah, I read something like right after we'd wrapped up the show yesterday that maybe she wasn't going to cooperate and go to rehab.
Really?
But they're saying now that she is going to go, that she had an intervention right before this, and obviously that didn't work.
I was listening to the 911 call this morning.
Yeah.
I don't want to play it. I listened to it, and it put me in a funk, and... But the one thing that was weird about it was the assistant was on the phone with 911 arguing with them because she didn't want the sirens on.
And I get it. They were trying to keep the whole thing
Operator was like, we can't do that. Like, it's emergency services. The lights go on. Like, this is the medical part. So.
She was just doing her job, though, trying to get Demi.
She was doing her job. She should have done more on the intervention.
Man, that's true. Mark Zuckerberg, did you see that Facebook... The stock fell yesterday.
Yeah.
A lot. He lost $17 billion yesterday.
Whoa.
I'm sorry?
$17 billion. He went from being the third richest person in the world to now falling to six. Warren Buffett now gets to go back up.
Congratulations, Warren.
Yeah, good job, Warren. You know what, Warren? I hope that you stay there, and I hope that Mark just keeps falling.
$17
billion. Yeah, they say that they've lost how many users in the last month? Do you have that number?
Let's see, 20%.
It's a big number is all I know.
No, they don't have that. This one's all about more finances.
I heard that both Facebook and Twitter in the last month have lost so many followers.
Is that why the
stock
is falling?
Yeah, that's why the stock's going down. Yeah.
That's crazy. Hey, in theaters this weekend, Mission Impossible, that's going to be the big one. It's the new Tom Cruise movie. This is the one that he got injured on, right?
Yeah, where he was jumping from rooftop to rooftop.
Yes.
And he smacked his ankle.
Yes.
He's doing all of his own stunts. I actually found... the behind the scenes of all of his stunts that he does in this one.
Yeah.
And I posted up on a blog this morning because he's jumping out of a plane from a high altitude.
Is this the one where he's clinging to the side of the plane in the air too?
No, that was the last one.
Okay.
Yeah.
I was like, well, still.
They're all big.
They're all big.
They're all crazy.
But that's crazy to me that he still does his stunts at his age. The movie John will be seeing this weekend is Teen Titans Go.
Yeah. If I'm not going tonight, it'll be tomorrow. Liam is pumped. They've done a great job on...
Are you excited, though?
What is it? I don't know what channel I watch.
I have Cartoon Network.
Is it Cartoon Network? Yeah. All I know is like Liam is very aware that this movie is coming out this weekend. I like Teen Titans.
Okay, so
I don't mind it.
You're not going to hate this.
It's funny.
Yeah.
It's stupid, goofy.
Yeah.
Just, it's what you want a cartoon to be.
Jen doesn't love the fact that I let him watch it, but I watch it with him, and we laugh at the fart jokes.
Okay.
So,
you got a movie full of fart jokes.
Yeah, it's for both of us.
Okay, good. Well, it's finally official. Kristen Stewart going to be doing Charlie's Angels, the reboot. The other two that are the Angels are just like, I don't know, they're up-and-comer, like, newbies, but Kristen Stewart's the big name.
Kristen Stewart's
the
big name?
That.
What a bummer. Man, that's going to be a bad movie.
Yeah, when I read that it was Kristen Stewart, she does nothing for me, so I was kind of like, ah, man, they could have picked a better angel than that. She doesn't scream angel to me.
Yeah.
Right?
No, she's not, like, she doesn't have cool, like, seductive, like, I'm awesome type vibes. She has more, like, I don't want to be here type vibes.
Yes, you need Margot Robbie, Anne Hathaway.
Anne Hathaway?
What? You hate the Anne Hathaway?
No, I love Anne Hathaway.
Oh, just
she's just...
A- spy movie with Steve Carell.
She's a little mature for to be an angel anymore.
Okay, well, we'll just let you know. This movie will be out next September, so we've got some time to talk about it over the next little
while. We'll talk about it.
We'll talk about it a lot, and that is the Showbiz Beat.
All right, thanks, Justin. Oh, God. Did you hear about how the International Gardens Park in Egypt is being accused of painting stripes onto a donkey to make him look like a zebra?
Oh, yeah.
No,
have
I didn't
you seen
hear
the
this.
Pictures?
I haven't seen the pictures.
Oh,
no.
They're crazy.
So an 18-year-old zoo visitor snapped photos of the animals during a visit last weekend and posted it up on social media like, hey, take a look at these zebras. And someone was like, yeah, man, those aren't zebras. Those are donkeys. Someone painted those suckers.
The zoo's doubling down, though, is the crazy part.
Here's the best part. It's not the first time it's happened. In 2009... the zoo reportedly painted two donkeys black and white to replace zebras that had died of starvation. This is not the first time they painted the donkeys.
They're just trying to get by. They're trying to make ends meet. And if you can't afford a zebra, you paint stripes on a donkey.
That's exactly what you do.
Here's what I don't understand, though.
What?
Now, correct me if I'm wrong, but Egypt is in Africa, right?
Sure.
And Africa is where zebras come from. So how hard can it be to find zebras?
Let me answer that with this. It's much easier just to get some paint.
Really, it is, because donkeys are everywhere.
Right, yeah.
But I feel like zebras are everywhere. There's like farms down in central Utah that have zebras.
It's true.
Zebras are all over the place.
I've always thought that we have the Hogle Zoo's great at you being able to see the animals.
Yeah.
But there are zoos where you go to and you wander around, and it's like Jurassic Park. The first one where they actually don't see any dinosaurs.
Right.
I've always felt like I'm going to just open a zoo that has a lot of enclosures, but I'm going to have no animals.
Right. They're sleeping right
yeah,
now.
Exactly.
They're nocturnal. They don't come out in the daytime.
No one will ever know the difference.
That's what you do. You get all nocturnal. Maybe
you have to have like one sad looking fish or something. Right. Otherwise, no one's going to believe you.
Maybe I'll have like just a lion's tail sticking outside of like a bush, and every once in a while, I'll like kind of flop up and down.
See?
It's just like, an animatronic tail.
He's in the bush.
Yeah. And people are like, oh, I saw the lion, but you know, he was sleeping underneath the bush today.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
What a great idea.
I'm raking all the money this way.
I'm just going to start selling zebras to Egypt, since apparently they can't do it themselves. That's how
they
I'm going to make my money.
They can't even afford food, apparently.
Let's play the feud.
Let's do it.
Cool. If you guess something correct, you'll hear this right here. You can text us, 615-44. That's how you get put into the drawing, or you can always call us. Got inspired today in honor of the Teen Titans movie coming out.
Mm-hmm.
Top 10 highest grossing animated films.
Oh.
Highest grossing.
Okay. Adjusted for inflation?
No. Purely financial.
Okay.
Gotcha.
Good question to ask.
So they're all kind of new.
Yeah.
Ish.
Ish. Ish. Ish. Okay. I'd say about 30 years. Morning Show Family Feud, though. Justin, we'll start with you. You, of course, won the coin toss to kick it off.
Show me Moana.
Moana?
I don't know.
Yeah.
The first one that came
to
mind.
Show me Moana. No, Moana. Hold on. I gotta make you both look at me like I'm ridiculous.
Yeah, you're crazy.
Moana's
that should be on there.
Not in the top 20.
For real?
According to
We're
this
gonna
list
find out
I
real
have,
quick what kind of list this is.
I'm just. Listen.
Okay.
Just print it
let's,
out.
Let's
That's
just
fine.
Feel this
That's
out.
That's fine. All right. Go ahead.
Avatar was text. Avatar, I would not consider an animated film, although there's a lot of good CGI in it.
Yeah.
So.
Boo.
Jackson.
I am going to go with Frozen.
That's a good one. Good job.
Show
good guess.
Me. Frozen. Number one on the list.
Yeah.
1.2.
The snow glows white on the mountain tonight. Not a footprint to be seen.
No.
Let it go.
Send him to the zoo.
Soon enough, Justin. Soon enough.
You love it.
Frozen, $1.2 billion.
Wow. Billion with
a
B?
Billion.
That's crazy.
A lot of people are guessing Toy Story 1.
Oh, I was just going to say that.
Were you? Well, I'm glad you did it.
Okay, that's good. So I can go, well.
He specified one, though, so I'm guessing 3 is on there for sure.
Toy Story 3? At number 3.
Yeah. You know why? Because it's the best movie of all time.
Oh, my gosh. Makes me cry every time the kids watch it. Justin, back to you.
What about Finding Nemo?
Finding Nemo. Number 10 on this list.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's kind of hard, though, because a lot of her big movies, but you don't know if it's the highest grossing.
Do you guys remember Where the Dentist's Office Is? P. Sherman, 42 Wallaby Way, Sydney. It's one of, like, only four addresses that I know by heart.
Is it time for him to go to the zoo yet?
You know what? Any minute now.
Do you know where the zoo is? P. Sherman, 42 Wallaby Way, Sydney.
Despicable Me. Let's see. Getting guesses. Despicable Me, number one. No, I'm sorry. Despicable Me, number one, did not make this list. Jackson, back to you.
I am going to guess Despicable Me, two.
Oh. Number seven. On the
okay.
list.
Yeah. Oh, I got one.
You got one?
Oh.
Shrek. Right?
I love Shrek.
Shrek was big.
Shrek number one?
Yeah.
Why would you say yes if he asked you to specify?
I like Shrek 1.
Shrek number 2 came in 11th.
I don't remember what Shrek 2 was.
Shrek number 3 came in 17th. Shrek number 4.
I didn't realize there were four of them.
Came in number 18.
Those are bad ones, though. Yeah, it got bad after 2.
Listen.
Shrek 1 and 2 are the best.
Not what movies are good or not.
I know,
what
that's
was,
right.
Did I tell you what my plan is for the next Shrek movie?
No.
Okay, imagine this. Eddie Murphy's donkey. He gets painted by
Stop.
He gets painted like a zebra.
Yes.
He gets stuck in a zoo, and Shrek and his wife Dragon have to find him.
Oh,
Morning
what
Show
a great story.
Family I know. Feud. Top 10 animated films. Justin, I think we are back to you on Morning Show Family Feud.
Show me the Lion King.
The Lion King. Ah, cinema. Yeah, you got it right.
Right on.
Number 8.
Nailed that.
I was going to go with Kung Fu Panda.
Kung Fu Panda.
I love Kung Fu Panda.
Not quite there, huh?
Not in the top 10.
Yeah.
Jackson, back to you.
Monsters Incorporated.
Oh, that's an awesome
I love Monsters, Inc.
Yeah.
Is it not there?
No, it's not there.
That sucks. More people should have seen it.
I agree.
My godson is obsessed with Monsters, Inc. It's all Sully all the time.
Looks to me like Monsters University made more than Monsters, Inc.
Yeah, I feel like the sequels do, though, because people don't know if the first one's going to be good, and then if it is, boom.
Got a text for The Secret Life of Pets. I like that one. We watch it a lot. Ricky! Oh, Ricky!
I haven't seen it.
Oh, so good.
Sure, it is.
Not on this list. What about Up? Can I tell you something about
Did
Up?
Did you like Up?
I find Up to be an overrated animated film, and everyone here in the building loves Up.
Loves it.
They
never
do.
Watched
it's
up.
Fine.
I don't know. To me, it didn't do it for me. Big Hero 6. Now, I love Big Hero 6. Not
it
on this
bombed,
list, though,
didn't it? Everyone that I knew that watched it loved it, but it didn't do great.
It did not make the top 20, at least. Justin.
What about Nightmare Before Christmas?
Ooh.
I kind of forget about that one.
Yeah. But no, did not make the top 20.
Jack Skellington?
I believe Nightmare Before Christmas became a cult classic, but was a flop when it came out.
You know what? I get that.
This says, what about Coco?
Oh, yeah. How did
we
forget that?
Coco was number 16 out of the top.
How about Incredibles 2? It did really, really well, didn't it?
Incredibles 2. Number 9 on the list, yeah.
Yeah.
Which what is amazing about, because it just came out.
What about all the Ice Ages put together?
all together, all 17 of them.
John has to continue to see these, and he hates them with a passion.
I
said that merely just to bring it up to him.
Ice Age Collision Course, when I meet a producer of that film,
right.
I am going to smack them and ask for my money back. You cannot bring aliens into the Ice Age storyline.
No, you can't.
Ice Age Dawn of the Dinosaurs and Ice Age Continental Drift, both ones that I have seen. Right outside the top 10.
Okay.
So you get one.
I feel like I would watch 2 hours of that squirrel just trying to get that nut. That's the best part.
No, because that's what happens is they start leaning heavily on the squirrel, and you do not want that much squirrel.
Squirrel wears on you?
No. You need more Manny.
Where am I? Ray Barone?
I'm a mammoth. Finding Dory? Yeah. Number
oh, no
five.
Kidding.
I didn't
think it would be that high of a grossing one.
Oh, it's so good.
Cars? Did you see it?
Uh-uh.
Oh, so good.
Got a text for Cars here. No, not in the top 20. I'm shocked about that. Here you go. Number 10 was Finding Nemo.
Okay.
Number 9, Incredibles 2. Number 8, The Lion King. Number 7, Despicable Me 2. Number 6, which was text. I didn't read it, though. Zootopia.
Oh, have you seen it?
Yeah, so good.
I love Zootopia.
I like the music in it, too. Number 5, Finding Dory. Number 4, Despicable Me 3. The one where he finds his brother. Number 3, Toy Story 3. Number two, believe it or not, Minions.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
You know why? Because everybody wanted to go see it.
Uh-huh.
The hype was there.
Yep.
And it just bombed.
If I could meet a Minion in real life, I would kick it clear clear across the state of Utah. I hate Minions. Oh, they're the worst.
I love Bob.
Garbage people.
I love them all.
I hate the Minions.
And number one of the top 10 highest grossing animated films with Frozen. One-on-one today for Choose the News. John and Justin, Mix 105.1, 742. Jackson is on the street. Heading towards Hogle Zoo. Thanks to America First Credit Union, we're giving you passes to the Hogle Zoo today. Plus, you'll be able to feed those giraffes. But you got to be there at 8 o'clock. 8 a.m. is when the tickets start, and we're going to give them out while supplies last. Two stories to pick today for Choose the News. Justin, yours was?
Doing this one thing makes you worse at your job.
And I got the best Shark Attack movies of all time. Let's see. Kaylee's on her way to work. My vote is for John today. Thanks, Kaylee. I want to know what's making me worse in my job, so that's you, Justin. It says, I'm voting for Justin, not just because he's been losing a lot lately. Oh.
I thought I'd been killing it lately. It's not.
Lynn, who are you voting for?
We got to go with John. Sorry, Justin.
Oh, man.
Yeah. Hey, thanks, Lynn. Appreciate it, man.
See ya.
Tell me how I can suck even more at my job. 25 days left and counting.
Okay.
Travis says, I got to hear what this thing is that makes you bad at your job. Keep up the great work, guys. Let's see. The winner today with 74% of the votes is Justin.
Yeah. Okay. It's a new study coming out of Oregon State University. So it's pretty reputable because
sure.
It's not like usually when I'm like, hey, coming out of England.
Yeah.
This one. Oregon State University has found that people that kiss and suck up to their bosses all day are worse at their jobs. Want to know why?
Why?
We put so much energy into it, and you put so much time and effort and thought that by the time you actually get back to your desk, you're exhausted and your productivity goes way down.
You're tired from kissing Heine that you can't do your own job?
Because you're like, where is he? What am I going to talk about? Or she? What, you know, what's going on? I got to get FaceTime. Blah, 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 blah. It's just so much exertion. And when you're finally done, you get back to your desk, like, man, that wore me out. It's like, seriously, I just going to sit here and I'm going to play online for a few minutes or just going to pretend like I'm checking my email. And you sit there and do nothing because you need to recoup from all the butt kissing that you just got off of.
So the brown nosers are worse than the ones who just come in, do their job, and go home each day.
Pretty much is what it's saying. And I totally get it because a lot of times there's effort in trying to chase your boss around.
And we watch
get
some
FaceTime.
People.
Yes.
Who like Prairie Dog, like they're sitting there inside their cubicle. And when like you hear the boss's voice, they like pop up.
Yeah.
And you can see him like look around.
And then they got to start the conversation just to get the FaceTime. And so I'm like, you know what? It makes sense because I watch this happen with my own eyes.
Scurry into the office, try to come up with some reason to talk to the boss.
Right?
It's like, just sit down, do your
sit
job.
Sit down.
Stop
and then,
it.
You know what? Then they got to come back and be like, oh man, that's a lot.
Got to relax now.
I think I'm just going to shop on Amazon for the next 20 minutes.
You guys missed a great list of the best Shark Attack movies. It's going to be up online at mix1051utah.com. Yesterday at this time, I did bring up a stat that I want to see if you recognize yesterday. John and Justin, Mix 105.1. I mentioned that within 24 hours, every single day, you will see a cow of some sort. That is an actual like fact that's out there. Justin, did you see a cow within the last 24 hours?
I did. I saw the billboard. But I was really expecting to see a live one somewhere in my journeys.
Oh, okay.
But I didn't see one. I saw the Chick-fil-A billboard.
Yeah, and they're saying that it's not always like a live cow, but every 24 hours, some kind of cow will walk into your life. I got a text actually last night from a Chantel who listens to us saying, I completely forgot about seeing a cow until I saw a cow and thought about your show last night.
Oh, so, nice.
Yeah, see, it's true. Every 24 hours, that happens. Should we get to Fiancé Friday?
Yeah, let's do it. Hey, there's wisdom in getting your wisdom teeth removed at JBR Clinical Research, especially if there's no cost to you. Find out if you qualify at JaneBrownResearch.com.
If you're about to walk down the aisle and say I do, or recently he put a ring on it, and now you're starting to have maybe not cold feet, but at least you're doubting something in the relationship, we can help you out. We do it every Friday, and we call it Fiancé Friday. Hey, Emily.
Hi, guys.
In the message you sent to us, your engagement's kind of relatively new.
Yeah, we've been engaged for about 4 months now, and yeah, it's pretty exciting. I mean, I'm just starting to even get into the whole wedding planning thing.
Yeah. I get that. Where'd you guys meet?
We actually met at CrossFit.
Nice. Okay.
Oh, fancy.
That's all the rage here. I got all my friends who are doing that. Was it a while ago?
Yeah, I used to be super into it. We met about 2 years ago doing that. Okay. And, like, I was there at the gym all the time. But my work has gotten just kind of really crazy lately. So I haven't been able to go in a while. And I kind of just, like, stopped going for the past few months. So he's kind of in way better shape than me right now.
That's always frustrating when, and you want to be in that level, but life kind of sometimes pulls you back and says, no, 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 you don't get that six pack right now.
Yeah, definitely not.
So is that an issue, the fact that he's still going and you're not?
Well, it's like made me a little bit insecure, I think, just because I know he's working out with all of these girls who are in super hot shape. And, like, I don't know, I guess I'm just, like, a little worried because lately he's been getting a bunch of calls from this blocked number, and I just don't really know what's going on. And I mean, it might just be in my head, but, like, you know, he answered it once and then he just, like, said a few words and hung up. So I don't know what's going on and if I should be worried.
Are we thinking this might be one of the CrossFit members calling in and trying to hide their tracks with a blocked number?
I don't know. Yeah, maybe.
Okay. So there's a lot happening. It's the not going to the gym, knowing that he's out there with all these ladies. Mm-hmm. You throw in the fact that he's getting these random calls, and it's just making you feel insecure at this point in time.
Yeah.
Well, what if we do this then? We'll have Jackson call up Kevin, and we'll just offer a sensual couples massage, and we'll see if he wants to take you or if he's leaning towards one of his CrossFit pals. Right. Does that work?
That's great. Thank you guys so much.
Hello?
Hi, is this Kevin?
Yeah, speaking.
Hi, Kevin. This is Jackson calling from the Triple J Massage Parlor. How are you today?
Pretty good. How are you?
I'm doing great. Hey, the reason I'm calling is because we're a new massage parlor in town, and we're having a really hard time breaking into this market. We're just trying to get some customers through the door. So what I'm prepared to offer you today is a completely free massage. Is that something you might be interested in?
Really? Yeah, absolutely. That'd be great.
Awesome. So the package that I'm going to offer you today is actually our couples massage package. It's an hour-long massage where you lay side by side with a romantic partner. We have aromatherapy going. It's really nice and relaxing. And then after you're done there, we actually move you over to our serenity room where you and your partner can just enjoy an hour of each other's time together. We have chocolate-covered strawberries. How does that sound?
That sounds amazing. Yeah, I'd love that.
Okay, awesome. So it was Kevin, right? I already have your name.
Yeah.
Okay, and I just need the name of your romantic partner, and we'll get your appointment booked.
My fiance, Emily.
Yeah! All right!
All right!
Okay, good. Hi. Hey, Kevin.
Yeah?
Hey, Kevin, this is John and Justin, Mix 105.1. You were talking to Jackson, who's on the show. We actually have your fiance, Emily, on the phone as well. Emily, you want to say hi there to Kevin?
Hi, Kevin.
Hi.
So, you know, Kevin, Emily reached out to us because you guys are engaged. Congratulations on that. But at the same time, you know, you've been going to the gym a lot more than her. She's beginning to feel a little insecure. And recently you've been getting phone calls from a blocked number. You've even, like, left the room to answer it. And she's just wondering, like, what's going on. If you're having a relationship, to be honest with you, with someone who's maybe at this CrossFit gym.
No, that's not what's happening. Actually, the calls are from collection agencies because they recently got into a lot of debt. So.
Tell me about it, Kevin.
Oh, that sucks.
Yeah.
Wait, so when did you get into debt? You've never told me anything about that.
I mean, it's been kind of leading up, and it just sort of hit a point where it got a little tough to control, so...
What do you mean it got a little tough to control? What are you spending your money on that you have a collection agency calling you?
I mean, just expenses coming up. It's nothing crazy, just, you know.
Wait, hon, what do you mean expenses? Please just be a little bit more specific, because that's insane that you actually have collection agencies hounding you, and I can't believe you didn't tell me this.
Emily, you had no idea that...
No idea at all.
Really?
Yeah, it's better to find out now than later.
Yeah, but this is like it's like having an affair in one way, right? Like there's still a lie that's going on.
This is kind of crunch time for their wedding too, because his debt problems are about to be your debt problems.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. It's just sort of over time I've had to take out some loans and stuff, and just for
I can't believe
bills
like,
or whatever. You know,
we've been
like,
together 2 years,
took,
and you've
never
mentioned anything
up,
about.
But.
Here, you know what, babe? Like we don't have time to really get into this. I don't want to air this publicly, but we need to talk about this. So let's chat about this tonight when you get home, and do not spend any money on lunch.
Jackson on the street, actually, not actually on the street today. He is on the sidewalk at the Hogle Zoo.
Jackson in the parking lot, actually. Yeah, I'm right by, you know the little cougar fountain? And I'm not talking about a fountain with old ladies around. I'm talking about the one with, like, statues of mountain lions on it.
Yeah, my kids have tried to climb in that fountain quite a few times.
Yeah, I'm right next to that. Don't let your children into it. I don't know if you would get them back.
And, of course, you're next to America First Credit Union. Why are you out there at the Hogle Zoo this morning?
Well, we are giving away tickets to the zoo and tickets to the giraffe encounter, where you actually get to feed giraffes. And I don't know if you guys have done this before. It's ridiculous. It's so crazy fun because they don't just, like, eat it out of your hand like a horse, as you would expect. They use their long tongues to wrap around it and pull it in.
Yeah, their tongues are bigger than my daughter Ella. That's how big of a tongue.
Well, I think that's kind of an exaggeration. But, I mean, they're big. You're right. They're super big.
So how does it work, Jackson? Are you making them jump through any hoops, or do you just show up at the Hogle Zoo?
No, you guys, it's early on a Friday. It's way too early to be jumping through hoops. You just show up. I'm going to hook you up with a ticket.
So get to the Hogle Zoo while supplies last. You're going to get tickets inside the zoo, plus tickets to feed the giraffes as well. Again, all thanks to our friends over at America First Credit Union. And they have an event coming up for their card members.
Yeah, August 1st. It's America First Day here at the zoo. So if you can't go to the zoo today, still come pick up your free tickets and then come back August 1st. Because if you swipe your America First credit or debit card, you get $10 off of an adult ticket. Then you have the two tickets from me for the kids. The whole family's getting in for free.
His name is Jackson.
Basically.
He's on the street. We'll talk to you again soon.
All right. See ya.
Did you know that today is National Talk in an Elevator Day?
No.
And you're a man who talks. You and I couldn't be more different when we're off air. You go around and meet strangers and talk to them all the time, and I shut down and talk to no one.
I say hi to people in the elevator and things like that.
Yeah, you're that person.
You know, like, for example, last night, there was a lady at 7-Eleven, and she was the cashier. She was outside.
Yeah.
And I was like, hey, how are you today? And she's like, oh, not doing too bad. And I held the door for her when we came back in. And then when I checked out, she's like, hey, thanks, hon. It's just being nice to people,
but I
visit with them.
I would never even ask a random stranger how they're doing. Like,
you wouldn't?
No. I look down at my feet or my phone, and I move through my day. That's how I do it.
Oh, no. See, I don't do that.
And you're out there. So I assume you, I'm going to challenge you here. Today, at some time, have a nice conversation with someone in an elevator, because I'll never do it. You'll definitely do it.
Yeah, that's how I know the Coke guy. Because I ask him how he's doing when he's in the elevator, and now I see him often.
Is that why he waves to you out on the street when we're walking places?
Yeah. He's like, hey. Yeah, just because of the elevator rides. That's how I got to know the Coke guy. I'm like, oh, another delivery for us. I'm like, we're going through a lot of that around here.
I've actually been excited to share this fact with you since the show started.
Okay, what
morning.
Do you got today then?
Are you ready for my amazing fact of the day?
Give it to me.
George Washington died in 1799, okay?
Okay.
The first dinosaur fossil was found in 1824, which means George Washington never knew dinosaurs existed.
Are you serious?
Yeah. Makes sense, but at the same time, isn't that a crazy thought?
It really is.
Yeah.
Huh, that is a good one.
There you go. Hey, this is the part of the show where we share with you the story that did not make it on air, and that would be my story today. And it has to do with the best shark attack movies of all time. Any ideas what came in at number one?
Jaws.
Yeah, of course.
Because
right?
It's the biggest of all time.
Jaws is the only shark attack movie to get any Oscar love. It was nominated for Best Picture. Took home awards for Best Sound, Best Editing, and Best Music.
What is the movie to where they're in the cage at the bottom?
Oh, yeah.
Is that... I cannot remember the name of it.
Mandy Moore's in that one, isn't she?
Yes.
That one did not make this list. I mean... No, 47 meters down was that one.
Yeah, that's what it is.
Didn't make it. At number 10 was Deep Blue Sea.
Okay.
Number 9 was Soul Surfer. That was the one about Bethany, who was...
That's a good movie.
I met her.
Oh, did you really?
Yeah. When she did a publicity tour, she was a sweet girl, just positive. Number 8 was Jaws 2. Number 7 was The Reef. Number 6, Sharknado.
I've never seen any of those movies.
You've never seen a Sharknado? Uh-uh. Any of them?
None.
Really?
No.
Oh, dude. You got to go see those.
Are they worth it?
Yeah.
Okay.
They're campy. Number 5 is Open Water. That's the one about the scuba divers who get left behind by their tour.
Oh.
And the sharks start to attack them.
That's a good one.
It's a, yeah. I feel that's a true story.
Oh, that would be horrible.
Yeah. Number 4 was Finding Nemo, which really is not a shark attack movie, but there's like the sharks in it.
Yeah.
That's like putting Little Mermaid on this list.
I know. It doesn't belong.
Number 3 is The Shallows, which our friend Luke Hickman loved.
I don't know if I saw that one.
Blake Lively's in that one.
Maybe I did.
Maybe that's why he loved it. Number 2 is Sharknado number 2, the second one. And number 1 of the best shark attack movies of all time, Jaws. There you go. That's the podcast. If you're hanging out listening to it this weekend, go back, listen to some other episodes. Don't leave us. And a brand new one will be on Monday. Bye-bye.